From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, baby, it's not even 6 o'clock on a Saturday. Where's the party at, Kansas City? Let's turn this bad boy up. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. I don't know about you, but I knew that team. I remember that bunch of Royals. I remember that Pasquatch. Oh, boy, I could have jumped out of the press box when Vinny came through in the eighth inning. Oh, my goodness. You think I enjoy sitting here talking about what they're not getting done? Oh, man, Vinny, way to go, buddy. Royals win. They even up the series with the first-place Detroit Tigers. Woo! They take game two and set up a dandy tomorrow. And Denny's encouraging you to bring your tail out to Kauffman Stadium and cheer on Chris Bubich tomorrow afternoon in the finale. The hairs and my arms are still standing up. Oh, what a game. What a win. Royals take this one. Final score 1-0. Again, the phone number 913-586-7965. Yeah, that's the Royals team we all remember vibing with last summer. That type of performance right there, that's the type of groove that I haven't heard very often on this, the sophomore album. We came into this season hoping, wishing, and praying that this year's Kansas City Royals would be as entertaining, as much fun, as successful as that group that we fell in love with last summer on their debut joint. Now, we were all hoping that they would improve on the 86 wins from a season ago, and they still can. It's been bumpy out of the gate, but here we are, 3 games above 500, and I can rock with that. Now, that is what we were rocking with all summer in 2024. Starting pitching, I mean, what do you say about Michael Wacha? His fourth longest no-hit bid in his outstanding career. 7 innings of one-hit baseball. But that's what they were doing last year. Last year's team had arguably the best rotation in the American League, and once again here in 2025, the same thing is true, and we're vibing to it. The defense, I remember that defense. Nick Lofton coming out of nowhere to save the game in the seventh inning. How about Salvi's footwork over at first base? A big third out by Salvi in the sixth inning with Wacha on the bump. I remember that rotation. I've seen a lot of this rotation so far in 2025. Wacha with the seventh start of at least 7 scoreless by a Royal this season. That's the most in the major league. So, yeah, we've been rocking with that for about 15 months now in Kansas City. Outstanding starting pitching. We've been watching outstanding defense for the most part for years at Kauffman Stadium, and tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, it was on display once again. I remember that rotation, I remember that defense, and yeah, you better believe I remember that undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. That's how you come through, big fella. The only thing that's different right now after this 1-0 Royals victory, the only thing that's different about this, the sophomore album compared to last year, is now you got a closer. How about Carlos Estevez picking up save number 16, matching the great Jeff Montgomery for the most saves by a Royal through the end of May? Oh, I could have leaped out of the press box, ran to first base, and just... oh, mosh pit with Vinny at first. Did you see that celebration the Pasquatch hit his dugout with? Oh, man, I feel so good for him. We've been riding him hard on this show, deservedly so. But boy, oh boy, did the Pasquatch come through in a big way today. Royals win 1-0. Woo! Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's also our text line number. 913-586-7965. Royals finish off the month of May in style with a classic Kansas City dub. They finish up the month of May with a winning record, a mark of 15-13, their second consecutive winning month of May. This is how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. We've watched it for years here in Kansas City. Now, you would love every single month to be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games above 500. But if you can have a winning month after another winning month after another winning month, you're going to be there in the end. And by there, I mean October. Royals win 1-0, and how about this, man? Let's head inside that victorious Royals clubhouse and talk with one of the heroes of this W, Nick Lofton. Nick, thank you so very much for the time. I got to begin in the seventh inning and that amazing catch for the second out with Waka on the hill. Did you know you had that bad boy off the bat?
Honestly, no. I was kind of playing shifted over towards the line against Green. When he hit it, I peeked over at Blanco to make sure if he was going to get there, and saw that he wasn't going to make it. So I kind of put on the jets and made a pretty decent catch. You know, I was able to corral it and make a pretty decent throw to first. It was probably one of the more memorable catches I have in the outfield for sure in my short amount of time that I've been out there. So it was a really good time to make that play for Waka.
Oh, man, off the bat, I thought it was Blanco's ball or nobody's ball, and here comes Nick Lofton out of nowhere. What was the message from Waka when you guys got back to the dugout afterward?
He was excited. You know, the energy was flowing for sure. I kind of blacked out a little bit just because of making that play, and then just the way that inning progressed for us, you know. That was a good timing moment, good timing play for us. Waka did everything he could do during that game to keep us in the game for us to get a chance to win that game. You know, he did everything he could do, and, the energy was flowing after that play, and we just wanted to get it done for him.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you blacked out. I'm surprised you made such a good throw to first base. Being that juiced up, I'm surprised that bad boy didn't sail into the third deck. So we talk about the defense. I got to get your thoughts. I want to know the mindset. You step to the dish, one out, nobody on, Bo Brisky on the bump, no score, eighth inning. What's the approach at the plate?
Yeah, it was get something up. I knew he had a changeup that he liked to throw to righties, a slider that was a straight down slider. He worked two different fastballs, a four-seamer that had a tiny bit of cut, and a sinker. I got up to the plate, and I was looking for a pitch that was up in the zone. That way I can cover most of those pitches that are diving down. So first pitch was a sinker to me, and it was down. I was able to take that one pretty easily. And then the changeup, of course, I saw that one really well. And it was one that was down as well. So I was able to get to a good hitter's count and make sure that I can get the head out and barrel something up and hit something hard. And I was very fortunate that I was able to find some green grass and get to second base for Vinny to finish the rest of it off.
103 miles per hour off your bat to the left field wall. And then, yeah, Vinny Pasquantino doing what he did so often a season ago to help get this team to the postseason. How good do you feel for the big fella coming through, driving you in, giving this team the dub?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason he's done it for so long. He's one hell of a hitter. He works both sides of the field, works counts, and finds ways to help teams win. And he definitely did that for us. You know, I made sure to check the outfielders and saw where they were playing. As soon as Vinny hit it, I knew that ball was going to get down and made sure that I could get home. And, you know, Vinny did everything he could do to help that help us get to that win. And he did one hell of a job to drive me in.
Yeah, it was a great read, great send by Vance Wilson. I need to get your thoughts on one other teammate. You mentioned Michael Wacha, but for someone that has the opportunity to be in the clubhouse, to be around you guys in spring training, I'm curious, does Michael Wacha impress you more on the field or with his professionalism off the field? Because to me, the dude is the total package.
Yeah, no, he's top-notch. He is the best in the business. Honestly, hey, it doesn't surprise me where he does on the field for sure, because he's been doing it for so long. But, you know, he comes in every day with high energy, high octane, even the days that he's not pitching. And he gets the job done for us in the clubhouse for sure. He's a guy that roots for us for sure. He's always at the front of the lines, and he's always on the top step rooting us on. And, you know, he's just – he does what he needs to do every day. He's first one here, last one to leave, every day, even the days that he's not even starting, he's able to do that. And he doesn't have to do that. That's the thing. He's been playing for so long, he doesn't have to be that guy. But, you know, he sets a good example for us young guys on what it's like to be a true professional. And Michael Wacha is definitely it.
Yeah, a lot of good guys in that clubhouse, and you most certainly one of them. Nick, thank you so much for the time. Great job out there. Get back in the clubhouse. Enjoy this with the boys, and we'll see you back out there tomorrow.
Appreciate you, Vern. Thank you.
Thank you. There you go. Nick Lofton inside the Royals clubhouse. They take game two from the first place Detroit Tigers. 1-0. Man, if you're not smiling, you're not a Royals fan, right? So, okay. Detroit fans, I understand. You're not smiling, but boy, oh boy, sure, you love a blowout. You love a game where you could put your feet up and just look ahead to tomorrow's finale. But to win this game against that pitcher, with that guy coming through at the plate, the last time the Royals beat Tarek Skubal, they won 6 in a row and 16 of the next 18. You never know. You never know what this win could lead to, what sort of a launching pad it just might be. We'll find out. Again, Chris Bubich on the bump tomorrow, 1:10 for the first pitch. All right, let's go to the phone calls. I appreciate your patience, and thanks again to Nick Lofton for dialing us up. Let's go to 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. Let's go to Ian in Lee Summit. Ian, you're going to hit leadoff on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are we doing today?
You already know I'm doing great, man. What do you got?
Well, I saw 7 spectacular innings from Pac-Man. I crashed out the entire top of the 8th. It's the first time I saw a guy strike out twice and still walk to first base. And you know, Nick Lofton has to be, look, they're all humble, they're all professional. Man said he made a decent catch. Buddy, if ESPN still had his SportsCenter top 10, that's at least number 5 or 4.
No, that's a great point. No, you're right, Ian. Thank you very much for the phone call. You know, I'm not blowing smoke. Nick Lofton is one of like the straight up nicest dudes you're ever going to meet. Just a good man. You know, your sister comes home. Appreciate the phone call. Your sister comes home with Nick Lofton. She made the right choice. Now, Nick Lofton's a taken man. He has kids and everything, but that's just my point. Like, welcome to the family, Nick. I'm so happy to have you. But yeah, very humble. And again, just one of the good guys, man. All right, 913-586-7965. We go to Lath in Olathe. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Woo! What's up, Vern? Thank you so much for taking my call. You are a treasure here in Kansas City, man. Appreciate everything
you
do.
That's
nice of you. Thanks. Absolutely. Big shout out to the fan base that showed up today, man. It was super electric out there. I know if you were out there, the crowd was took them a while, kind of slow to warm up. At the end of the game, they really got into it. Really, really great to see the local fan base show up. I don't think I've seen energy like that since opening day. It was hard to see an empty seat. I'm not saying it was a sellout, but it was hard to find an empty seat. So
more than 35,000 turned out for this one.
I saw that. So great. Good on the fan base for showing up. If there's anything the Kansas City fan base is good for, Vern, it's nostalgia. Man, we appreciate those guys, and we will get out there and we'll show up to demonstrate that. And I hope that these guys, just as a continuation of the 1985 and 2015 celebration, I hope these current guys see that. I hope they recognize the love that they're going to have, the immortality that they're going to achieve. You know, if they, you know, should they, get,
win the whole thing, sure,
the ultimate prize. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you, let me ask if this season, if you could have an analogy for this season, if it was like a super long road trip, I would say we've got gas, we've got smokes. That's your thing. We got everything we need, but the tires are a little bald. Maybe we encountered a rainstorm. Maybe the windshield wiper blades aren't the best. I feel like if we could just get through this and just get to that next pit stop so that we could address our needs, because now we have faith in the ownership. We know that they're actually going to do something. So my question to you is, what do you think really needs to be done?
You need a bat.
I know it. So is that free agency? What does that look like?
No, that's
like?
A trade. That's Cag? A trade at the deadline, and that's bringing up Jack Caglione.
Is that Lugo? It's not Bubic. Could it be Bubic?
No, I'm saying you need to acquire a bat
and
bring up Jack Caglione.
I'm
not saying.
Oh,
I don't think you need to give up anything from the big league club. You have minor leaguers. Take your pick.
How deep is the – I mean, we're kind of getting in the weeds a little bit, but I just want you to kind of – just
I mean,
tell
you're
me
not getting
that,
a Hall of Fame bat, you know.
We don't need – do you, I mean, what do we –
exactly,
we don't
so
one.
Let's
we
stop trying to part with Chris Bubic. Let's stop trying to trade Seth Lugo. Here, take a few of our minor leaguers and give us a bat.
So, and it kind of sticks with the whole theme you've been kind of harping on. It kind of begins and ends with the big dogs. Yeah, Salvi, Vinny. We see those guys come through. We see the team have success, pick up a little bit of momentum, make it to the postseason. Anything could happen. So I'll take it off there. Just let me know kind of what is the roadmap to success for this team, and what is the what's the likelihood of achieving that? Thank you so much, Vern. We appreciate you.
I mean, we just went over it. You know baseball. There's the roadmap to victory. Play good baseball. Pitch, defend, run the bases well. And they've done those things for the most part. They just haven't hit. So go get a bat. That's really it. Royals are on pace for 85 wins. So you're going to be right there in the end. Stay healthy and get a bat. That's the key. That's the roadmap to October. Can they do it? Of course they can. I'll be honest though, Lath. When you first started talking about nostalgia, I'm thinking, what is he talking about? What does that have to do with today? Oh, yeah, the whole Mike Moustakas retirement earlier today. I totally forgot about it. That's how good the game was. That's how freaking pumped up I am for Vinny. But, yeah, the Moose celebration was awesome. Great job by Moose delivering that speech. I thought he was going to be crying from the outset, and I don't think he had to pause due to tears once. I thought his son's suit was awesome. I thought his son's first pitch was impressive. And then, you know, you want to tug at my heartstrings. After the Moose ceremony, as the camera was panning around the crowd here at Kauffman Stadium, it showed one young man who said, you know, had a sign that said, "Moose, will you sign my hat that you gave me 12 years ago?" And then a picture of him with Moose back in 2013. And they pan around a little bit further, and it shows a picture of a young lady. And she's holding up a poster board of her and Mike Moustakas back when she was one of the kids that got to go out on the field during the national anthem on a Sunday ball game. You know how they go out there and they stand next to the player and they get the player's autograph? She was standing next to Mike Moustakas getting his autograph on the field at Kauffman Stadium. You know, had to be 12, 13, 14 years ago. And now they're all back thanking Mike Moustakas for all the memories. Myself included, as I mentioned, I wouldn't have met my wife if not for Mike Moustakas. So, I would have done this entire postgame show, and that would have completely slipped my mind. Yeah, that was an outstanding presentation. Great bang-up job by the organization. As always, the gifts for Moose were outstanding. Well, seeing that you bring it up, listen, if anyone out there wants to send a message to Mike Moustakas, this is likely your best chance. 913-586-7965, your message to the team or your message to Mike Moustakas. Royals take game two from the Detroit Tigers, 1-0 the final score. Walter was one of the 35,000 in the building today. Walter, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I appreciate you taking my call. Today we were sitting next to a lady who worked for 810. She's talking shit on 610.
Okay, all right. You got to take a hike, bro. All right, yep. Hopefully JT's on that. Let's go to Will, who was at the ball game and hopefully far, far away from Walter. Go ahead, Will. We lost Will. Let's try Nicholas in Shawnee. Nicholas, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, first of all, absolutely pumped. It was a great W. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to ask, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And I just want to ask also, take Waka aside, because he pitched an absolute masterclass during the seven innings. So take Waka aside. Who is your game MVP that you give?
Nick Lofton.
Nick Lofton?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe. Okay. I appreciate the phone call. You can listen to yourself on your own time. Yeah, listen, Michael Waka is without question today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game, right? He takes a no-hitter into the seventh inning, spins seven shutout frames, striking out six, allows only two total base runners. So Michael Waka will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered to his home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to Michael Waka, our Guaranteed Foods player of the game. You know, I maybe answered that question a little bit too quickly. Maybe I'm just really thankful that Nick Lofton was nice enough to call us up. He did have a two-hit game. He did save the game defensively, but there's just a part of me, you know, the on-air host that has been crushing Vinny and Salvi lately because they don't come through in big spots. Vinny won you the game. Yes, Lofton allowed Vinny to win the game, but somebody had to do it. How many times this season have the Royals fallen just short because Vinny, Salvi, take your pick, wasn't able to do it, wasn't able to drive in that big run? Well, Vinny did it today. Yeah, he was the DH, so he didn't contribute defensively. That's an interesting debate of who receives the silver medal in today's Player of the Game award ceremony. Waka's the gold. Yeah, Lofton, I think. I'm going to go with my first instinct. I said Nick Lofton quickly, so Nick Lofton's the answer. Vinny Pasquantino walks away with the bronze. Vinny also extends his on-base streak to 17 games with that game-winning RBI single in the eighth. Pasquantino batting .330 in the month of May. Or I guess I should put it in the past tense. He batted .330 in the month of May, drove in 13 runs, and scored 13 runs. I don't know if any of those 13 RBI were bigger than the one he collected today in the eighth inning. Royals win 1-0. We take a quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls after this.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
First pitch now to Riley Green. Fastball slice, shallow left center field. Witt sprints out. Lofton in, dives. He made the catch. Wow! Throw back to first. Keith slides in safely ahead of the throw. Nick Lofton is not all that experienced in left field, but he could have fooled you with that one. A full extension Superman dive in his shallow left center. Nick Lofton was levitating to take away a hit from Riley Green.
Oh, man. Great call. Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. That one got the hair on the arm standing up as well. Man, what a day at the ballpark. Beautiful weather, the Moustakas ceremony, a great pitcher's duel between Waka and Skubal. Waka takes a no-no into the seventh, and Vinny comes through with the game-winning knock in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's tough to draw it up much better than that. Although hopefully the Royals will do just that tomorrow, because coming into the weekend, we were drawing up a series victory, right? You still view this team as a squad that has the division title in its crosshairs. That remains the goal. Well, if you're at home, I don't care who's in the other dugout. You're expected to take 2 of 3. And you best not get punked by this Detroit Tiger team that has punked quite a few squads already this season. Well, here we are, 2 games in. The Royals are anything but punks. They're in position to take the series as they hand the ball to Chris Bubich, who boasts baseball's lowest ERA. Speaking of ERA, Michael Wacha lowered his to 2.88. That's top 25 in Major League Baseball. Royals win 1-0. First time all season they have scored 1 run and had a happy postgame celebration. Royals now 1-13 this season when scoring 1 or fewer runs. Sam was in the building. Sam was one of the 35,000 to turn out on this beautiful Saturday. Sam, I know you had a good time.
I had a wonderful time, Vern. It was a goddamn great crowd out there. Sorry, maybe I shouldn't say that. Apologies.
Man, come on, Sam. You gotta. Nah, go ahead. I'll let you go on that one. Oh no, we dropped you. Sorry. That one wasn't as bad as the previous guy, Sam. I was gonna let that go, but I don't call the shots, man. I have more powerful people in control of the phones than me. Sorry about that. Well, I'm not sorry about it, Sam. Clean it up. Clean it up, Sam. Sally was at the game. Sally, can you get through a sentence without cussing?
Yes, sir, and I can. And right, I've been a Royals fan my whole life. Bob Oliver was my favorite player ever until Salvi came along. Nice. How about Salvi's defense today?
Ooh, wow, what a play. That sixth inning, that five. Oh, man, that was some great footwork.
Yep.
Love great agility.
Him. Love the energy out at that stadium today. It was so awesome to be there. We had 14 of us there in numbers, and it was just awesome with the energy there on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was a gorgeous sight, a gorgeous day, a gorgeous ballpark. Sally, thanks for the phone call. Royals are now 27-0 when they lead after 8 innings. Carlos Estevez closes it down. He picks up his 16th save of the season. That's third most in the majors. His ERA, by the way, 1.78. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. All right, let's go to Shonda in Olathe. You're next up on the postgame show, Shonda. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. I'm well. How are you?
Doing very well. Nice to hear from you again. Sure.
Yeah, man. Good to listen to your show. I've just really been enjoying it. And, you know, you were talking about how exciting it was from the press box. I got to tell you, it was just as exciting with me sitting in my living room and seeing it. It was just unbelievable. Does anyone else, though, think about our dear philosopher Fozzie Bear when we're saying waka, waka, waka? I mean, I love it. I love it. And the thing with Mike Moustakas, you know, you were talking about a tearjerker with the kids, you know, that had the signs and stuff, or they were kids, you know, 12 years ago or whatever. That just shows what a class act he is, and that he was all in for the Kansas City community and the Royals baseball team. And for him to want to come back and retire a Royal, I think that really speaks volumes. And so appreciate your show. Thank you for everything. And yeah, it was just a great game to watch today. God bless you. Wow.
Yeah, right back at you, Shonda. Thank you very much for the phone call. Great stuff. Great observation. And you're 100% right about Mike Moustakas. It's a good-looking family he has, huh? Four kids. Those pictures they were taking on the field afterward. If your heart doesn't swell, if the smile doesn't grow on your face, that's a you thing. Royals win 1-0. They get back to 3 games above 500. Royals have now won 7 of 10 as home underdogs. And can you believe it? The Royals have been underdogs in 3 straight games here at Kauffman Stadium. The two that they won, Hunter Green, All-Star, and Tarek Skubal, All-Star. Yeah, Royals now 7-3 as home dogs. Let's go to Nick in KCK. Nick, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a great day to share Nick Lofton's name, I'll tell you that.
I believe it.
All right. My question for you is just, you know, we scored 5 last night. We might have lost, but despite the just 1 run today, I just wanted to know how confident you are in the Royals offense getting back on track and being able to kind of rediscover that form they had that we had all of last season after a big hit from Vinny tonight.
Oh, well, okay, Nick, that's a good question. How confident am I that, thanks, Nick. It opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Yeah, I don't want to say that I'm not confident, because really what you're asking is, do I believe that Salvi and Vinny are back? Oh, boy. You know, I don't want to... I have to say no, because this is game 59. And we haven't seen them put together a stretch at all that's similar to what they did last year. You know, you kind of nonchalantly say, oh, what we saw them do last year. Well, what they did last year was Herculean. Again, Vinny had the 3rd best batting average in the sport with runners in scoring position. He and Salvi were top 15 in the sport as far as OPS with runners in scoring position. They got a long way to go to get back to that. No, I don't believe they're going to get back to that. Can they get close? Sure. Can they be threats? No doubt. Can they force the opposition to challenge Bobby Witt Jr. a little bit more often? Yeah, especially when there are 103 games to go. Yeah, I believe that they are going to perform better over the next 102 games, 103 games, than they did in the previous 59. Do I think they'll get back to where they were last year? No. No, I don't think Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi will be 3 of the top 15 clutch hitters in the sport. I think it's too late for that to happen. But if they can improve, right? If they can get back to being all-star type hitters, maybe not Herculean hitters like they were last year, but if we all feel confident more times than not when Vinny and Salvi come up to the dish with the runner in scoring position? Yes, I think we can get there to where we expect them to come through. We're not sitting there going, oh, please, God, oh, boy. Like, where we had, I had a bad feeling. I was so nervous for Vinny in the eighth. Do I think I can get to a place where that nervous energy is replaced by confidence? Yeah, I do. But let's not forget, even with a Herculean effort last year from Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, the Royals' offense was still only middle of the road. So if they're only going to be very good, which they're not there yet, but if they're going to achieve very good status, well, that's still going to leave the offense bottom third in Major League Baseball. So you need Jonathan India to continue to get on base at the clip that he did in the month of May. You're going to need that trade deadline acquisition. You're going to need Jack Caglione to come up. Cags, by the way, has already come to the dish in Omaha, his 11th game at the AAA level. Had a man on third with one out. Got to get the run home, Cags. First pitch changeup is elevated. And Cags goes with it, hits a sac fly to the shortstop, scoring Tyler Tolbert. So you got the fastest dude in the Independent League on third and the strongest dude at the Independent League at the dish, and they make it happen. So Cags picks up yet another RBI. 11 games into his AAA career, Jack Caglione, the 22-year-old slugger, has 13 runs driven in. Appreciate the phone call. Hopefully that answers your question. Yes, I believe that Vinny and Salvi can get back to being quality hitters that instill confidence in the fan base and instill fear in the opposition. But no, I don't think they'll reach the Herculean efforts that they did a season ago. But with the complementary pieces that surround them this year that weren't there last year, including Mikel, right? This isn't the same Mikel we saw last year. Drew Waters, Jonathan India, a trade acquisition, Jack Caglione. Yes, I believe the offense is better than what we've seen over the first 59 games. It's got to be. Has to be. If you believe it's a playoff team, the offense has to be better than what we've seen over the first 59. Because statistically, it is the lowest scoring offense in Royals franchise history through the first 59 games. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Don't forget, Cole Reagan's about to take the hill in Springfield as he makes a rehab start with the Royals' AA affiliate. All right, let's go to Kathy out in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Well, Moose may not have been in tears, Vern, but I sure was watching that opening of the game today. And, I mean, what a pitcher's duel with Walker and Skubal. I mean, that was amazing to watch, Vern. Just absolutely amazing. I was so happy to see that. And for Vinny to come through there at the end of the game, what a game. Absolutely great. I was so happy.
Kathy, how you feeling? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Not in any pain. Still looking forward to hopefully going to the games at the end of the month here, but doing pretty good.
Well, that's good to hear. Always nice to hear from you. And yeah, looking forward to your report post-game when the Royals head out to San Diego in a few weeks. Thanks for the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. We'll take our final quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts as the Royals even up the series with the first place Detroit Tigers. They take game two, 1-0 the final score. We're back to you after this.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Brisky. Lined into left field. That's a hit. Here's Lofton around third. He's going to try to score. Throw to the plate. Save for the headlong dive. Different pitcher. Different result. Taking advantage of counts and pitches. 1-0 Royals.
Oh, baby. That's the Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews. What a call. Yeah. Nick Lofton ahead 2-0. In the count, he crushes a 95-mile-per-hour fastball in the middle of the dish, 103 miles per hour to the left field wall for a one-out double. And then, as you just heard, Vinny Pasquantino down 1-2 against the righty Bo Brisky. After laying off a couple of fastballs that were painted, fastball down and away on the black from Brisky. Vinny takes it for strike one. After a ball, he gets another painted fastball up and away off the plate, but right there on the black, strike two. The 1-2 offering from Brisky, 97 miles per hour off the plate, away. I'm not talking black, I'm talking off the plate. Vinny goes with it. Man, it's exactly what we were talking about earlier today on the On Deck Show. The lessons that can be learned from Mike Moustakas' career were on display there in the eighth inning. Right, the thing that changed for Moose in that 2015 season, and it all happened in spring training, he started going the other way, started laying down bunts. And really, that was the theme of that entire team. Whatever it takes for the team to walk away victorious. Victorious in this game. Victorious in this inning. Victorious in this at-bat. The only thing that that team wanted to do was right the wrongs of 2014. So when Moose showed up to spring training and he's an opposite field hitter that's occasionally blasting one out of the ballpark, I mean, how do you not buy in? How do you not keep the line moving? How do you not look at the scoreboard and say, okay, that's my approach at the plate? Let the scoreboard dictate your approach at the dish. And that's what Vinny did. Vinny's not trying to get big, not trying to hit a home run, not trying to gap one. I'm trying to get the run in from second base. I'm not going to punch out. Worst case scenario, I get him to third. Vinny goes to the opposite field, drives in Nick Lofton, puts the Royals ahead 1-0. That would be your final score. They even up the series with the first-place Tigers. Royals are now 12-7 this season in one-run games. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, tomorrow the Royals have a chance to win the first series, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, since the Chicago series, early May. And I think I'm going to get it done. Because, yeah, just today's game, man, just absolute. I mean, Michael, what can you say? And, you know, I've been critical of Michael Walker this year. You know, I know I've talked to you earlier in the season. I was like, man, I don't know, man, if he's going to be able to repeat what he did last year. But then what a performance. I mean, just the outstanding old-school pitching duel today. Really enjoyed that. Real quick, I want to talk about Michael Garcia. Like, I was thinking about these, you know, as the season prolongs and down the line, the big, you know, the young hitters we have. And, you know, Michael Garcia strikes me. Nick, what can you say about Nick Lofton? Incredible performance today, young player. Then you have Drew Waters, I'm very impressed with. And you know, what do you see for those hitters? I mean, of course, when, you know, Cags comes up, I mean, probably going to be this year. But, you know, for the rest of the season, even for this month, what do you see for the hitting? And do you think this is going to be a turnaround for the offense? Is this kind of the turnaround that we're kind of looking for?
Well, Justin, I just tackled all that. Appreciate the phone call. That's what the previous guy just asked me. I just rattled through all that. Yeah, I hope so. Drew Waters, Michael Garcia, they've been outstanding. They've been anything but the problem, right? I just went over all that with my belief in Vinny and my belief in Salvi and Do I think they can be Herculean like they were last year? No, but I think they can be very good. And coupled with that supporting cast of Mike Hell and Drew and Jonathan India, Jack Caglione and a trade deadline acquisition, I believe they can be good enough to get to October. Get to October, and as Moose showed us all in 2014, anything can happen. Moose went from a guy hitting 211 to someone smashing 5 home runs in October. Always nice hearing from you, Justin. I appreciate the phone call. Vinny's game-winning RBI there in the 8th inning was today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go to Brooklyn in Kansas City. Brooklyn, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. I actually got a chance to meet Mike Moustakas when I was younger, and I mean, it just kind of shows his character today. He was an amazing person when I met him, but it just kind of shows how all those people from 2014, 2015, how much they carry Kansas City on their shoulders, how much they stay around. I mean, my little brother plays baseball down at the Urban Youth Academy, and I run into Alex Gordon at least once a week during baseball season. They're just some of the nicest guys, and they're so proud to be here. But on to today's game, it was absolutely an amazing game of pitch out. Everyone wanted to see this was an outing we needed to see from Michael Wacha. And then, like you were saying earlier, we do need to get a bat before the trade deadline. I mean, our farm system goes so deep. Like, if we look at AA alone, we have people like Carter Jensen and Frank Monzingo. I mean, obviously, we don't want to get rid of any of those guys, but I think we can make a trade and definitely get more of a bat and get some stronger bats in the lineup, and so we're not leaving as many people on base and hopefully win more games.
No doubt, Brooklyn, it's always a treat when you dial us up. I appreciate your insight. Thank you very much. Glad you had a good time. That story about Mike Moustakas, yeah, that's something you're going to remember forever. No doubt about it. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Brings up, you know, Carter Jensen, Frank Mazzucato, Mazzucato, a former first-round pick, Carter Jensen, a second, third-round pick out of Park Hill. No, you don't want to part with those guys. Mazzucato, I wonder, is he a big league reliever? Maybe he's a starting pitcher. Maybe I'm wrong. Carter Jensen, I fell in love with that kid this spring. And of course not. No. I don't want to trade either one of them, but I didn't want to trade Sean Manaea in 2015 either. Now, I wasn't angry when they did, because all's well that ends well. My point is, when you have an opportunity to finish off a ball club, especially a ball club that has already set a standard, right? The standard last season of getting to the ALDS. Now, I've talked a lot about this sophomore album and how, if we're being truthful, we would take a repeat of the debut album. You know, bowing out in the ALDS, home playoff games. No, you don't want to admit it, but you would take that again. That was a great summer. That was so much fun last October. You would take it, but we're all hoping for more. We're hoping that the sophomore album is even better than what we heard last summer and into the fall. So now that you and I, Brooklyn, and all of us listening, we all want a little bit more than what we saw last season. And it's not just us. It's the players, it's the coaches, it's the front office, and it's the man at the top with John Sherman. They want more. They want to go further. They want a trophy. Right? They're competitors. So if you have an opportunity to part with a prospect or two to improve this offense, right, the one thing that is truly holding you back from being your best, I'll part with any prospect. I'm outside of Jack Caglione. But, you know, Jensen would break my heart, but sorry, brother. You know, Jensen, Mitchell, any of the pitchers, take them. If you can help this team get to the ALCS, which in turn helps them get to the World Series, I'm all for it. I know we've talked a lot about Seth Lugo and Chris Bubich and Michael Lorenzen and who would you trade of this mix. I'm not trying to trade from the big league club if I don't have to. I'm okay if they decide to. But I want as many talented men on the 26-man roster as possible. Lorenzen, Bubich, and Lugo are extremely talented. Michael Wacha is as well. Wacha today picks up his fifth quality start and gives the Royals their 29th quality start. That's third most in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Dakota in Independence. Dakota, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Joshua, hey, my man. I got to give a quick shout-out. There's some good sophomore albums out there, okay? Led Zeppelin 2 is pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot, yeah. Kendrick Lamar, Adele, yeah.
100%,
Beyonce, yeah. Tribe Called Quest, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, listen, man, I don't have superior baseball knowledge or anything. I just want to give a couple quick shout-outs. First of all, to you, because I know – you get some goofy callers in, man, and I just want to thank you for speaking truth to some of the
thanks, man.
Crazy opinions they got out there. I love your show. I listen to it as often as I can. You're great. And I just want to give a shout-out, man, to both of the Michaels today. Mike Moustakas, what a guy. He was my favorite on the World Series team, and I was in college in Pennsylvania at the time. I'm from KC, but I was in Pennsylvania, and I was beset on all sides by Phillies fans and Pirates fans and Mets fans trying to convince me that Philly cheesesteak is better than KC barbecue, and there just ain't no way. Michael Wacha, man, what a guy. I'm glad he's here. Whatever happens for the rest of this season, man, today was a great day. And just more than anything, watching him walk off the mound after that seventh inning with the poise and the swagger, I love that guy. He can stay as long as he wants. Anyway, that's all, man. Today was a great day. Go Royals.
And he's everything you want him to be away from the field. It goes to another level. Dakota, thanks for the phone call. I'm not going to act like, I'm not Denny Matthews. I haven't been around as long as Ryan or Stu or obviously Monty or Joel. Yeah. But I haven't been around a more professional starting pitcher than Michael Wacha. The way that he works in between starts, and that's no knock on anybody else. That is meant solely as praise for Wacha. Today was his 41st start as a Royal. His lifetime ERA in Kansas City is 3.21. He's, on average, given the team more than 5 2/3 innings every time he takes the ball in those 41 starts in Royal Blue. The boys win today 1-0, the final score, their 7th shutout of the season. Let's go to Dustin in Leavenworth. Dustin, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, my main man, Vern. How you doing, brother?
I'm great. How are you?
Hope you got the Rain Man reference there. I'm doing great after that 1-0 win.
Heck yeah.
I listen to a lot of the day games, and seems like they always usually pull them out pretty well. But I heard your stat before the break about how this is the worst offense to this point in the season in the franchise's history. And with that being said,
as far as runs scored, runs scored,
I think I feel pretty good about the future outlook of the season based on that.
You do. Okay. All right. Yeah. That, I can't imagine that instills hope in many other people, but hey, I'm glad it does for you. Yeah.
Well, it's the pitching really that's given me the hope. All right. Inability to score these runs, it's like, well, I mean, how good has our pitching been then compared to other points in our franchise?
Oh, okay, yeah. Royals pitching staff this season, following today's shutout, they have a team ERA of 3.16. That is the 4th lowest mark in franchise history through the first 59 games. The 3 teams that have put up a lower ERA, the 72 team, the 71 team, and the division champions of 1976.
This has been quite a while.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Well, I mean, with that then, yeah, I feel great about at least reaching the postseason and, making making our mark like we did last year.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and you look around the American League, it doesn't seem as if you're going to need 90 wins to get into the postseason, especially if you're not dead set on the division title, which I still am, right? There's no need to look at the wild card just yet. But the Royals on pace for, what I say, 85 wins? You know, that means you're going to be in it in the final week of the season, no doubt.
Yep, and I am I'm just excited that we're able to still, you know, be above 500 with our inability to score runs. So
yeah, that's
all I had today,
point.
Vern. I appreciate it, yeah. Brother.
Hey, I appreciate you. Yeah, you make a great point. The fact that this team sits three games above 500 with, as he points out, the worst scoring offense in franchise history is remarkable. It's a tremendous reflection on this rotation, this bullpen, this coaching staff, the way that they're using these bats, scratching across a run or two, enough to win. But no doubt it comes back to the rotation. Royals are now 22-9 when the starter gives them at least six innings of work. And, you know, looking back through the franchise's history, through the first 59 games, I mentioned the Royals pitching staff has that ERA, 3.16, fourth best in baseball. Of the 10 lowest ERAs in franchise history at this point, half of them made it to the postseason. Right, 78, 76, 85, 15, and 24. You keep this up, you scratch and claw your way until, you know, the end of June. Reinforcements will be here by then. Jack Caglione, a trade acquisition, reinforcements are on the way. So the hope is everyone in the pitching staff stays healthy. Taking a look at what's going on with, all right, Cole Reagans. Well, Cole Reagans made it through the first inning. It was a bumpy first inning. Got a ground ball to the first batter. Struck out the Cardinals' top prospect, J.J. Weatherholt. But then gave up a home run to Jeremy Rivas, the three-hitter for the Cardinals' AA affiliate. Gave up a solo home run, and then a single, and then another single, and then another single that was exacerbated by an error from Gavin Cross. And then Cole Reagans strikes out the next batter. So he gives up two earned runs on four hits in his first inning of a rehab assignment. Needed only 13 pitches, though. So hopefully we see Reagans out there for two, maybe three more frames. And of course, I'll have a full report and update on everything that went down with the Royals ace, Cole Reagans, down in Springfield. I'll have that full report coming your way on the On Deck Show tomorrow at 12 noon. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on the postgame show. How are you, friend?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Josh. Yeah, it was a great win by the Royals. Yeah, Benny took him upon himself last night that they're striding a lot. And he ended up coming through, and the bottom of the eighth was big. And Nick Lofton won the game with that big diving catch and getting the one-up double started for Vinny to drive it in. Let's take care of business tomorrow and get some runs for Bubic. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, you take care of yourself as well. Jack Caglione just grounded out on a 2-1 offering, grounding out to the first baseman. So Cags is 0-for-1 with a sac fly. Talking a lot about a minor league team, while the major league team just shut out the best team in the American League. All right, Vern, divert your attention from the minor league scoreboard and get back to heaping praise on the boys in blue, who pick up the 1-0 win today behind Michael Wacha, who is, again, as professional as you're going to find. An example, Wacha received no run support today, right? Seven shutout innings, and his offense never pushed across a run while he was the pitcher of record. Michael Wacha has been provided with two runs or fewer of support in 10 of his 12 starts this season. And I don't even think he's lifted his index finger to point it at a teammate, at a hitter, at the offense. 12 starts into his season, and he's given the team on average more than 5 2/3 every time he takes the ball getting no run support, just putting his head down and leading the team. That's exactly what Waka did today. That's exactly what JT Noah did back at the studio, hitting the dump button because all you guys couldn't stop cussing, answering the phone calls. JT, great job as always. Let's do it again tomorrow. Royals and Tigers, the finale. I'll talk to you at 12 noon. Enjoy your Saturday, Kansas City. Thank you very much for listening. Take care.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.